Our theme tonight is bad manners and the missing money. We're watching in Washington. I was just in Washington, D.C. for 2 days. You're seeing an incredible pylon against Trump. The goal is to get under his skin and make him erupt. And unfortunately, it's a little too easy to do. And every time you do it, you get him closer to being able to prove that he's incompetent. It's like watching the Bushkaji, which is a Afghani game. It's the precursor to polo. Two teams go at each other with horses and play for the body of a dead lamb. And the goal is that there are no rules. You're supposed to get the body of the dead lamb around the other guy's goalpost. But in the meantime, both teams ride with whips, and the goal is to whip the guy who's got the body of the dead lamb until he can't stand the pain and he drops the lamb. But that's what they're doing to Trump. And unfortunately, he's either going to have to learn how to get a thicker skin, or they're going to get him on an incompetency charge. We see Representative Sheila Jackson asserting that the 25th Amendment to the Constitution lets Congress remove incompetent presidents and suggests that the Congress use it as a tool to get rid of Trump. We see the Brookings Institute recently come out with a study of his firing of Comey and handling of Comey and saying, accusing him of being guilty of obstruction of justice, which as far as I'm concerned is a whole pile of BS. But the pylon is significant, and it says a lot about our society. So let me give you some of the examples this week. We had Biden and Kasich team up and do a whole round of criticism, some of it veiled, but of the president. Now, let me explain who former Senator Biden is. He's the guy who passed the legislation that would allow the Clinton administration to round up lots of innocent black people and put them in prison. You know, so he led the effort with the Clintons to do what I consider to be slave labor camps. He also is shown in a large collection of videos to behave inappropriately with children at swearing-in ceremonies at the Capitol. There's a lot of rumors circulating about his sexual proclivities. When he left the Senate, he got a big chair at the University of Pennsylvania. If he is a pedophile, in my experience, it's not the first one to, let alone the first Nazi, to be sheltered by an Ivy League university, particularly for their friends, you know, as a favor for their friends at the CIA. But it's disgusting to watch students struggle with student loans while someone like Biden is enjoying a very expensive chair at the University of Pennsylvania. So where does Biden get off pulling a holier-than-thou bit against Trump? Because if you look at the actual record and the facts, you know, Biden has no reason to criticize. Now, again, it gets back to which is more important, substance or manners. Not to say that good manners aren't important. I think they are. But then we have George Bush coming out, and on the same day as Obama this week, attacking the president. Now, again, it was veiled, and later other people came out and said, no, he wasn't speaking of the president. He obviously was. But one of the things he attacked was conspiracy theories and fabrications, which is very interesting, because what it tells me is that they are afraid, both Obama and Bush. They were depending on Hillary Clinton to run their air cover. Now, here's the reality. If the 9/11 truth story goes viral, then Bush and Cheney and their syndicate can have whatever portion of the $21 trillion they got, they can have it seized back. And what's interesting is if you look at all the money laundering and financial sanction laws they implemented, it means the U.S. would be able to seize all of their holdings all over the world, including their big estates in Paraguay. So again, I think the Bushes were counting on Jeb and Hillary for protection. With the Uranium One deal blowing up, now both Bush and Obama are feeling exposed. Now, but let's look at relative merits here. Which is worse, 9/11 and the war in the Middle East, or Trump's temper and thin skin? I mean, so Obviously, I believe 9/11 was a false flag, and Bush and Cheney are deeply implicated by it. But whatever they did, they lied about starting a war in the Middle East, and trillions of dollars disappeared on their watch. Not to even begin to talk about the bailouts. So, if you look at the record of how many Americans they've killed and how much money they've stolen, where do they get off criticizing Trump? It's almost like they think we don't know. You sort of wonder if they're prisoners of the official reality. Then, of course, we get to Obama, who was responsible for the largest portion of the $21 trillion missing money and $24+ trillion of bailouts. Now, Obama has excellent manners. He's a smooth operator. But here's the reality. You have a gang of thieves, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obama, who've been bullying us for a year to the tune of 150,000 in missing money and bailouts. So you have 65,000 in missing money, and then the bailouts are even more than that. So you add it up as 150. Then you've got rigged markets, negative return on investment, government, QE1, 2, 3, currency debasement. You can keep adding this money, and if you look how much it is per person, we're talking about extraordinary amounts. Now, who would you rather have? A guy who was, had bad manners, or somebody who stole hundreds of thousands of dollars of your money? I mean, it's really, now if I have a problem with Trump, it's not his manners, it's his new dedication to the Make Israel Great Again plan since April 1st. And now we've got weather warfare in Texas and Florida, and literally firebombing occurring in California. That's all killing Americans, and he appears to be saying nothing about it. So, for one, I wish Trump was better at forging coalitions. He's clearly, because he has trouble controlling his temper, he's letting people get the better of him, and it's hurting his teamwork, and it could hurt his chances of getting the changes in tax reform and other things he wants and needs. But the reality is, if you look at what Trump has done, I mean, what Bush has done, what Obama has done, what Biden has done, and you compare it to what Trump has done, where do they get the hubris in standing up and criticizing Trump? I would keep my mouth shut if I were them. But it's, here's the thing. They believe that we as society are committed to the show and the official reality, as opposed to substance or reality. And we're going to have to decide which it's going to be. But what you're watching is the smooth operators ganging up on the bully, and they're afraid. And what they're really afraid of is that the bully is going to implode the system and put them at risk. I mean, the smooth operators have engaged in a global crime spree, killing, stealing, engineering millions of deaths. The average life expectancy of a woman my age without a high school degree has fallen 5 years since George H.W. Bush became president. And while that was going on, Biden, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas got rich engineering things that have caused that falling life expectancy. So, in my opinion, that's murder, because you can murder with a pen. And these people have made a lot of money murdering. And so I think what you're really watching is they're afraid, if this continues, that Trump is going to tear a hole in the wall of fake news, and they're all going to be at risk. I don't know. So now let's look at what really is going on. Our choice may not be between a bully and basically criminal enterprise. Unfortunately, our choice may be worse, because if you look at what's going on right now, we're watching unprecedented weather warfare against Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, and now we're watching firebombing in California. So our real choice may be between the guy who firebombed the World Trade Center in the Middle East and the guy who firebombed California, and weather warfare in Texas, Florida, and Puerto Rico. I think it's very important to understand whatever is going on in California, it's happening in U.S. airspace. The U.S. is in command. This is not Russia. This is not the Muslims. This is not the Chinese. This is not the Mexican drug cartels. This is our guys, whether it's the U.S. government or the Bushy breakaways, who can act with impunity, and the U.S. military and intelligence are helpless to stop them. You take your pick, but that's one of it. Either way, I think it's probably a good idea. If you don't know about directed energy weapons, now's the time to start learning, because that's probably something like that, is what they used in California. So what happens to Trump? Right now, his approval rating is low, and so an endless series of politicians can win points by being critical of him. It jeopardizes the budget deal, tax reform, and financial reform, but it is what it is.